Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
It was horrible.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us. Sirius XM NBA Radio. We have him on every few weeks.
12 minutes.
And he's terrific. If you've heard him before, you know that. And we're talking about Game 5 tonight. Warriors Rockets. Can the Warriors put the Rockets away? We'll see. We'll see. You want to add anything or should I go to calls?
No, go to calls. Okay. I was just going to say the Warriors in their road blue and okay. The Rockets will be in their red uniform.
Okay. So I will say this, and I usually don't comment on the uniforms.
Right.
Whatever uniforms the Warriors were wearing last game, they're pretty good.
You like them?
I do like them.
Oh, dude. They were dope.
That dark blue and gold with yeah. Golden State. Yeah, I like those. What are they called?
Cut
are they
that.
Are they their? Are I they just say their regular home
city editions? Evan, would you call them that?
They're kind of new alternates. Like yeah. They're the one they changed the floors
yeah.
for too.
I love that.
Do you like them, Evan?
No,
you don't.
And
like
you don't
them.
Either?
I love them.
I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think they look cool with the court, but I see them out in the streets.
I do
and they don't really hit
a dude
me like
had
that.
One walking in on the market. I was like, he got one. I like it. I love that you like it, Stoddy.
Yeah, I think
we
pretty
finally
cool.
agree on something.
Actually, you know what?
Stop. No. You're on record.
Hey, we do agree on 215. We're up out of here.
Let's go to Jimmy in Dublin. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, I just want to start off first. Hey, Guru, man, that's a horrible take, man. Any GM in the league, any basketball knowledgeable fan is taking Giannis over Jimmy Butler in a heartbeat.
No,
I think that it's elevated for you because Jimmy Butler's on the Warriors now and the success he's helping the Warriors have. If Jimmy Butler was still in Miami and we brought this conversation up, you would be yelling, oh yeah, man, give me Giannis
yeah,
any day.
No doubt.
All right, that's the first thing I want to say. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say, the Warriors for them to win it tonight, they're going to have to get a lot out of the X-Factor guys. And Curry is going to have to be Curry as well because they can't have where Jimmy has maybe, say, 25 and Curry has 19 on like 30% from the field. He's going to have to play good. Your boy Buddy Hill, he's going to have at least 15, I would say. And Quentin, the guy brought up Quentin Post, man.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Post is Quentin Post, man. I've never seen him in the post outside right. of a three-point shot. That's all he's going. That's all he can bring to you. I mean, the dude is not defending. He's not blocking no shots. And then one more thing, the other caller that has said about Kuminga, do we think he understands it? Kuminga is who Kuminga is. When Kuminga is brought into the game, he's brought in to score, be athletic, and defend, right? But then when he came in with Jimmy Butler, they're asking him to play the back seat. And that's kind of hard for a lot of players to do, especially a guy that's as young as he is. So if he does leave and go somewhere else, he's going to have to go to a team where he's not being put really on the back, taking a back seat. I'm not saying be a one or a two, but he's going to have to still be able to, you know, get his shots off and stuff like that. And you guys have a good rest of your day.
Hey, you too.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Great points. And I'll start with the first one, Stoney. Again, and only you can do it, but I did it because I said it. And I'm drunk and in love with the impact of Jimmy Butler. But I should have stated, if they go on to win a chip, let's just say in year one, half of year one, and this thing culminates with the championship, my whole point was, do you need Giannis? And I guess if you're a GM or owner, if you could do it, would you do it in year one? Half a year, you got a chip. Would you break that up when you already got
okay? I think Laker would.
But I definitely don't want to say or come across that I'm saying Giannis is not more attractive than Jimmy Butler, because he is.
I mean.
But damn, Stoney, you would break that up for the future, even if you got a chip.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're not being – I don't think you're being realistic about where they are right now. I think you're thinking they're going to make it to the finals. Well, we got to wait to see. That's going to determine everything.
Okay, so you admit, though, and that's a big if. I'm saying if they got it done, you would understand, hey, Goo, I don't usually do this, but that would I could – now we got a conversation on – you're telling me we can pull this trade off and we win it right out the chute? That
I mean, that's so far, like far away.
Couple weeks, but I hear you.
And you know what? If you're asking me what Joe Lacob would do, yes, if they won a title this year, I think he still trades Butler for Giannis. I would. Yeah. 6 years younger.
Yeah.
And you still got Curry. Let's go to Will in Marin. What's going on, Will? How you doing? Will and Marin. Oh, my bad. Evan's not ready. 262, Jimmy will retire with more rings than Giannis.
Losing that bet right now.
I guess he thinks Jimmy's... You know, everybody's under the assumption that the Warriors got...
I guess the Warriors
are going back-to-back.
Nah,
it sounds like they have to. That's what they're going to have to do
now
for Jimmy to get more.
That's doing too much, but I'm just in the moment. Sounds like I'm a little further down the road than most, but I just feel good, man. What you got? I can't wait for Gelty, man.
They got Slater sound up here. Okay.
Slate.
Jimmy Butler. Let's start out with Draymond's flagrant foul and technical foul total for the postseason.
I mean, he's at one. Surely they don't want him to get a second. And, you know, I should say technicals, by the way, 7 before you get the suspension in the playoffs. They also, like, they have long accepted the reality that they just need to let Draymond Green mostly be Draymond Green. I mean, obviously, he knows there's a line. He tries to go as close to it without going over it. And, you know, look, they need him to just be ferocious guarding Alperen Sengun tonight to get them to the next round. They can't also tell him, hey, like, by all circumstances, you need to avoid a flagrant because he's probably going to commit a hard foul or two, and then it's at the discretion of the officials. I will say probably a good official tonight for those type of situations. You're getting Zach Zarba as the crew chief, first time in these playoffs for the Warriors. So he's typically has feel, as they like to say about officials.
Yeah, you know what? Otherwise known as being scared of Draymond.
No, it's a beautiful thing, and I've checked myself because we were in the dock. Remember they did the dock on when he punched pool. They use our voices along with Bonte and others, but I'm going to say this to you, man. We talk about Dunleavy. We talk about Steve Kerr. Damn it, the Warriors deserve credit for how they have did what Anthony just said and let Draymond be Draymond. They have always, even if we didn't agree, they've always had his back, and it's worked. This is the Joe Frazier of bigs. Like, in his work, Stoney. So,
I mean,
as much as I get frustrated, and now we're saying the refs are scared of him, so Kuda, that ain't got nothing to do with his own team. So that's just Dre being Dre, but it's worked for them, Stoney. And I think it's only worked because Kerr has told us in our face when we interviewed him, he wouldn't have in any other way. And I'm like, that's just a throwaway line. You don't believe that. But it's to the brilliance of the organization to deal with the junkyard dog that way.
So you don't give him – you don't think the Warriors could have handled it any better?
I told – this is just me.
I mean –
I think they botched him not getting suspended for punching Jordan Poole.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is what – you know, has it worked in the last 5 years with Draymond?
Now, when you say has it worked, from what vantage
– Well, from punching Jordan Poole.
He got 4 years for 100.
I know, but what I'm saying is has it worked? Since they gave him the contract, has it worked? They've won one playoff series and they're going for two. But this is where they are right now. I feel like everybody's just assuming that this team's going to be good for the next three years.
I feel that, man.
Yeah, well,
but to answer your question, I feel like you just threw it at me real quick before we bring Gelty on, Stani. Okay, from a basketball standpoint, has it worked? I would say no, but it's not Draymond's fault. But in regard to the shenanigans, him getting in trouble, I would say yes, it's worked because it's been kind of quiet on the set.
Yeah, he's got four titles and he's hurt him in, 3 years? The kick with LeBron, the punch of Poole, and let's be honest, in 2022, he had lesser of a role as a championship player than he had the first 3 years. I'm not saying it hasn't worked, but...
And the Gobert thing, him missing games didn't help either.
Yeah, I mean, he got suspended for 30 games? Yeah. Brian Geltzeiler coming up momentarily here on 95.7 The Game. Anthony Slater was asked if Steph's thumb is impacting his shooting or it impacted it in game four.
Off shooting night, I mean, he's not just going to be, his best self at all times. I would say also, it does seem like the trend lines lately have been like he really throttles up in a game. And what did he play, 40 minutes in game three? No Jimmy. Like, just like high usage, high energy, that he had to use. And not that guarantees he's going to have like a low efficiency game the next game, but it seems like it's kind of a trend up, trend down type situation. I mean, it was the first game of the series where there was only one off day in between. What we're talking about right now, Steph's stamina at age 37 and Jimmy's, situation right now with the tailbone, it would be the best argument for why they need to try to get this done tonight.
Anthony Slater on with the morning show this morning with Shasky and Spadone.
Yeah. And I get it, Stani, especially with just the thumb, Jimmy's tail. I mean, man, 3 days would be big. And you're right. I could hear it coming. Goo, they might lose tonight and still get 3 days, all depending on the other series.
Yeah, and as far as Steph's thumb goes and how it's feeling, we'll know after the game. If he shoots well, it's fine. If he shoots poorly, then it's bothering him.
Because I hadn't brought it up all series because he's been making them.
Slates is Buddy Hield playing tonight. Is he going to start?
No, I mean, that's matchup based. I had been hearing it for a couple games behind the scenes that, one of the issues Houston was creating is they were putting Sengun on Moses Moody. And it was, kind of jumbling up the matchups in a way they didn't like. It allowed them to put Van Vliet on Draymond. And, it was tough to get Sengun in the action, right? And that's what they want. But putting Buddy Hield on the floor, Houston is much more hesitant to put Sengun on Buddy Hield because Buddy Hield's a movement shooter. You don't want Sengun chasing him around pin downs and, various actions. He's just a different type of player. It's like Sengun guarding like a Klay Thompson. So that is just, they just think it sets up the matchups well in this particular series. Obviously, Buddy Hield's playing well, but if we're talking about game one against the Minnesota Timberwolves, I don't necessarily expect Buddy Hield to be in the starting lineup. It is about the Houston series.
All right, that was Anthony Slater talking about Buddy Hield and whether he'll start tonight. And
I kind of expect him to, Stani.
If the Warriors close this out, what's gonna happen in their next series? All food for thought. Real quick before we...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, Geltzy, this is Slater on Butler's probable status.
Yeah, probable. You know, they list it because, you know, if theoretically they got to a point that they had to rule him out, you want to at least notify it on the injury report. But yeah, no, he's gonna play now. You know, how limited will we be? We'll see. He agreed with Steve Kerr's estimation that he'd probably miss a week or two if this was the regular season.
Anthony Slater.
Man, right. That's amazing.
We'll get Geltzy here in a minute. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Game 5 tonight starts at 4:30. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy will be on the call with Tom Tolbert. Pre-game at 3:30, Warriors Live, and Evan and Grandy bringing it home afterwards. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How we doing?
All right. Playoff time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if we should start over. Let's start with the Warriors. Let's start out with your impressions on the first four games and what you saw and what you're thinking about it.
Better than I thought, and I say that as a guy that picked the Warriors to win the series in 7. And when I say better than I thought, I knew the Warriors were a good defensive team and could guard well. I knew Houston was going to have late-game struggles with finding who the guy is to go get you a big bucket when you needed it. I guess I didn't think the Warriors would be this good defensively, and I didn't think Houston would struggle this much to find a basket at times that they needed it. So I think it's gone very well. Winning a game without Jimmy Butler is an enormous boost to this group, an enormous boost. Doing that the other night at home, I thought was a massive, massive accomplishment Saturday night. And right now the Warriors, let's face it, guys, are trending in the right direction.
No, I like that, Geltzy. You know, I love the game. I'm a fan of the game. But at my core, you know, my partner's trying to slow me down. I'm trying to look down the road and what I'm seeing, you know, the Warriors against this young, upstart, and tenacious defense. Geltzy, I just feel like, oh, my gosh, they might be able to pull this thing off. And for now, let's just say maybe beat Minnesota, the Lakers winner. Would you tell me to slow down, or could you kind of see where I'm coming from with what I think this pedigree is starting to shape up with Jimmy and the Warriors?
Well, listen, so let me say this. The war, like, the Knicks last night should serve as a cautionary tale to the Warriors tonight. The Knicks, who, you know, even they have some younger players, but it's kind of a veteran group, and it's certainly a group of guys that play a whole lot of minutes, and, you know, they don't have much of a bench. And listen, Steve Kerr goes much deeper into his bench. Even when guys aren't that capable, he'll still use guys off his bench. But the Knicks, one loss at home in a game five, you know, after being up 3-1, and all of a sudden they're in a world of hurt going back to Detroit. This is a problem for them. Brunson banged up, Hart banged up. Here's my point about the Warriors tonight. You're a veteran team. You already had to play a game in this series without Jimmy Butler. Steph Curry's 36. You come home against this group, and really, listen, the Warriors are going to score points. Jimmy Butler's going to get to the free throw line. We know that. Curry will take enough threes to hit enough threes. You know, 5 of 13 the other night, but again, percentages don't look wonderful on that, but they're good enough. You will get your points. You got to lock down defensively. You have to continue that tremendous defensive effort. You have to understand if you're going to let Şengün be the guy that beats you, you will beat this team. And so to me, tonight has a lot of urgency. And I said this about the Knicks going into game five because of Brunson's ankle, and I feel a similar way because of Butler already missing a game in this series. This has got a game seven feel to it tonight for the Warriors. I think getting one tonight is and getting this series over with is so vital because this is a really talented, really athletic Rockets group that is hard-nosed and tough-minded, and in a similar way the Pistons are. Go give this group life, and they're going to give you all they can handle. You have your foot on their throats a little bit coming back to your building with your crowd tonight. Take care of business. And yes, listen, saying we're going to take care of business doesn't mean you're going to make outside shots go through. But saying you're going to take care of business means you're going to play conscientious defensively, high energy, good effort, a team defensive approach, and be smart and locked in mentally and emotionally on that end of the floor.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM NBA Radio. You know, the Warriors are getting some contributions out of some players that maybe, you know, the national fans aren't quite aware of, whether it's Pajemski or Post or even Buddy Hield stringing together a couple good shooting nights. Do you feel like their role players have not only stepped up, but is it sustainable for them to continue to play yes. as well as they're playing?
Yes, Matt, I do. And I say, but let me distinguish between certain role players. Listen, Post is hit or miss. He's going to take advantage on defensive end of the floor. If he's hitting shots, great. If he's not, he's borderline useless. I kind of feel, and maybe this is not popular with Warriors fans, I kind of feel the same way about Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield loves his shots. He doesn't guard all that well all the time. But if he's making shots, he's worth having on the floor. Pajemski's a guy that if you haven't paid a lot of attention to him as a casual fan, you ought to be. Because he had a terrible first half of the season. As time's gone on, he's settled in, gotten more comfortable, and really playing next to Steph Curry has been something that has created a career for this guy. He's built tons of confidence. He's willing to take a big shot. He handles the ball really well. He also knows when to defer to Steph Curry. And listen, there's one other guy I'm going to throw in there that, listen, obviously Gary Payton played a big role in the 2022 championship team. He's been excellent in the series. Moody matters a lot, guys. Moody is the reason that you don't miss Wiggins all that much. Mm. And again, he doesn't need the ball to be effective. He's defending really, really well, and he'll hit the occasional catch and shoot open three for you. So, like, when you look at your role, guys, Post to me and Hield are more hit or miss. I feel like Pajemski and Moody are guys that you can really count on.
Kelsey, I had Warriors in five, but I'm impressed. I've been impressed like hell by the Rockets, especially defensively. My goodness, and they've lost and wet the bed at the free throw line. With all that said, if you're Udoka in the Rockets, how big of a problem is Jalen Green? And do you expect him in the starting lineup? Because I think I don't tonight.
I would listen if I'm, and you may be, by the way, Darryl, you may be right. He may not start tonight, but if I'm Ime Udoka, I have to start him. Even if I pull the plug on him early and go away from him, I have to start him because he's a lightning in a bottle type of guy. If he gets hot and he gets going, he can really help you a ton. Listen, here's Jalen Green's big problem as an NBA player, and he's really young and he's going to figure this out sooner rather than later. He's only got one speed. And if he's not hitting three-point shots, he's only going to the basket. There's no real mid-range threat with him. He just hasn't quite gotten that part of his game figured out yet. When he does, he's going to be a lethal go-to scorer. And by the way, if the Rockets make a big deal in this offseason, it may not be with Houston. But he's going to figure that out. In this series, as a lead go-to guy, he's overmatched. He is. So they've tried to use Şengün. He had the one hot game. But the problem with Green, to your point, Darryl, is that if he's not making shots, and you have a great back line of defense with Draymond on the help side with this Warriors group. So if he's not able to finish at the rim and he's not getting to the free throw line and he's missing free throws when he is getting to the free throw line, you have all those situations, it becomes tough to keep him in the game as your go-to guy. The problem is, if you're not going to him for a big bucket, who are you going to? Van Vliet's been pretty inconsistent in the series. Şengün's been excellent. And listen, I had him as third team All-NBA, but he's never been in a playoff series before. This is his first time. We're really counting on him to be the dude. My point being is that I think if I'm Ime Udoka, I need to find out where Green is early in this game. And if I don't like where he is, I'll sit him down. But I don't have a chance at having him get hot and help me tonight if he's coming off the bench. He's got to start. The kid's still young. He's a little fragile ego-wise. Like, you just want to see what he's got for you tonight. And if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. So you may be right. Ime may not start him, but I think he should.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM NBA Radio. I mean, since the Warriors are up 3-1, and the Lakers, Minnesota is 3-1. Let me ask you this: what challenges, if the Warriors were to advance, and they play either the Lakers or the Timberwolves, how do you handicap the Warriors against either of those teams?
Well, so let's start with the Timberwolves because that looks like the most likely scenario.
All right.
The Warriors run into a massive size problem. And the thing about the Timberwolves that makes them very dangerous to beat anybody in the league in a playoff series is that the lineup optionality, the versatility that they have. You want to play a small lineup against them, fine. We'll go Randall and Reed. Even better with McDaniels playing at this level, we'll go Reed at 5, McDaniels at 4, and have Edwards, DiVincenzo, and Conley, or Edwards, DiVincenzo, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's a long player. Like, they have so much lineup optionality that for the Warriors, like, the Warriors were going to try to make them match down because the Warriors don't play as strong with a bigger lineup. They'll match down really easily. You're not, the thing in this series that impressed me, I thought that Minnesota was going to have trouble with the Lakers if the Lakers, had to match Gobert and Conley off the floor. The Lakers have matched Gobert and Conley off the floor, and Minnesota still hasn't had a problem. And so you look at that in a Warriors series, that to me is trouble. I think the Warriors have a much better chance against the Lakers in a series because the Lakers have to play smaller. They don't really have a capable five. Jackson Hayes, to me is, I think he can help maybe a little bit more than JJ's using him, but he's not a crunch time guy. So the Warriors, they can get away with playing small in a series against the Lakers. With that said, I will also say this, with 2-3-1 series there, I give the Lakers a better chance to come back on the Wolves than I do the Rockets to come back on the Warriors. And that's a simple matter of experience, knowing how to handle things in a foxhole. Listen, J.J. Redick got his head handed to him in Game 4. He really did not have the right approach in not understanding with 40-year-old LeBron and Luka playing sick that you can't play these guys the entire second half. Somebody's got to get a blow. It was a massive rookie mistake in a big spot by Redick that very well may cost the Lakers this series. With all that said, I know this is very cliche to say, but we've seen enough out of Luka Doncic in his short career and enough out of LeBron James in his long career that down 3-1, I'm not counting these guys out. There's enough good shot makers on the Lakers, and I think they can defend just good enough that if they get a game 5 here at home, and I think they will, this is anybody's series there. Listen, the Warriors, I think, are in better shape if they lose tonight. If I'm either team, I don't want to lose tonight. But if I handicap it and look to the next round, I think that the Warriors would have a much better chance to beat the Lakers than the Wolves.
Wow. Kelsey, last time we talked, I was asking about Draymond Green and DPOY. Obviously, he didn't win it, but what have you seen from him defensively through 4 games in this series? Has he stood out to you?
Yes. First of all, I just so you know, Darryl, I had him second.
Okay.
I voted for Lou Dort as my defensive player of the year, and I had Draymond second. I did not have Evan Mobley on my ballot, who won the award. So, and, you know, I just felt like he dropped off way too much at the end of the year. Listen, Draymond defensively, this is the best way I can put it. His highest level defensively is higher than anybody's. He can dominate games in so many ways, both on the perimeter and at the rim. Rarely in our lifetime have we seen a guy who's 6'6" with shoes on dominate the rim the way Draymond Green can dominate the rim. Now, I will say this. He struggled with Sengun's size and touch at times in this series and having to guard him. But he's the best guy that has to guard him. But what he's done on the help side, how he's taken away penetration for the Rockets, who love to live at the rim. Green loves to drive. Thompson loves to drive. Sengun's comfortable playing inside. Brooks goes to the basket well. What he's done on the help side at the rim in this series is something I'm not sure there's seven-footers in the league that can do. So, wow. Draymond, you know, he doesn't have to plant his flag as this great defensive player. And again, he's had his struggles on the ball a little bit with Sengun, and that's more of a size thing, but he has put on a clinic in this series on what help side defense looks like at the rim and stopping guys from penetrating and getting to the rim.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for SiriusXM NBA Radio. Let me ask you about the three Warrior veterans, Butler, Curry, and Draymond Green. Obviously, their age is a big theme in this series, and it probably will be if they move along in the postseason. Let's just take a guy like Jimmy Butler. He gets hurt, pelvis. Like, do you expect Butler to get back to healthy, or is this like a slow deterioration over time? And I guess the bigger question, how concerned are you with, you know, the Warriors are up 3-1 in round one, but they still have a long, long way to go if they want to win it all?
So let's start with Butler, Matt, because it wasn't a wear and tear injury, okay? Mm-hmm. It was he fell and he hurt himself. And there was no structural damage. He was in too much pain to play in game three, and it's a painful injury. I don't say that, and Jimmy Butler's a tough guy. If he can play, he's going to play. Did he look hurt in game four? I don't think he looked hurt in game four. He looked pretty good to me.
Yeah.
So my point being is that, listen, anything can happen with an older team. But here's what I think favors the Warriors as an older team in this series. And it's something that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but I think it's a really important thing when you talk about those three guys as older players and fitting together. They're comfortable playing slow. And I think it matters. First of all, the game slows down in the playoffs. We hear that cliche all the time. We hear it because it's true. The game slows down. They're all comfortable playing a half-court slower game. There's a little bit less wear and tear on there. Here's the other thing. Kerr going 9 and 10 deep only helps. And I give Steve Kerr credit because he'll go to guys sometimes understanding that they have weaknesses. He'll cover for him for a few minutes the best he can, but there's value in that because you're getting these guys in their mid-30s some rest when they need it. And it doesn't have to be long rest. It could be short rest, but let them kind of catch their breath a little bit. You see a lot of times with injuries that have to do with fatigue and conditioning wearing down and guys wearing down. Look what happened to Dame Lillard over the weekend. That's a guy that sat for a long time, came into a high-intensity playoff situation, and his Achilles gave out. Like, these are the things you worry about with older players, but I think Kerr manages it well. Listen, anything can happen to one of these guys, and if anything happens to one of these three guys, they're finished, and I know you guys know that. Like, they cannot sustain any kind of injury to Curry, Butler, or Green, or this ends for the Warriors in whatever series they're in when it happens. With all that said, I kind of do see a playoff for these guys where they can stay on the floor due to the style of play. It's not this run and gun. Like the Lakers love to run. And God bless them. They get plenty of easy baskets running. LeBron at 40 is still comfortable playing that way. Luka not in the best shape, but at 25 is comfortable playing that way. The Warriors don't play that way, and they don't necessarily have to. And they've done such a good job in these games that have been half-court grinded out games. They look really comfortable there, and that's because of the three veterans. So I'm not terribly worried about that. You can't really prevent it. But as far as older teams go, I think the Warriors, their style of play puts them in – and the Clippers too, by the way, with having their older players. They play slow as well, more so than the Lakers, who get up and down a little more.
Man, BG, when I found out we were having you on, I got to go here.
earlier because you mentioned Dame, and it was tragic what happened to him and his Achilles. But his team yesterday, I felt bad. They blew a game. But I'm looking at Giannis, and I'm telling Steiny this morning, I don't know, BG, you're in the know. I just go off a feel, right? Are his days numbered in Milwaukee? If you were Giannis, would you want out?
Yeah, Darryl, I think this has become one of those unique situations in the NBA where it benefits the team and the player to both say goodbye. Wow. Because, first of all, Giannis is 30 years old. There is nothing there, guys. You know, the version of Dame you're going to get, by the way, 58 and 6 million and 63 million in the next 2 years. I think the 63 million is a player option. I don't claim to be any kind of expert in anything. I would think Dame is going to exercise that player option, right? So you look at that, there's no, Portis and Lopez are free agents. Outside of Kevin Porter and Gary Trent, what do you have around Giannis? You have nothing. What did it go for, 30, 23, and 12 last night, and they still lost? Like, they're not going to be able to build a winner around him while he's still got prime years left. And he can, right now, his value will never be higher. He can bring you back. Think about the Knicks traded 5 firsts from Mikal Bridges last summer. You can get 2 top-level young assets and 5 first-round picks and swaps for Giannis and completely have this thing reloaded in 3 years if you pull the plug now. Wow. It makes sense. And for Giannis, I want to go somewhere and win. And you know what? San Antonio's got a lot to trade, and Houston's got a lot to trade, and Oklahoma City's got a lot to trade. And maybe it ends up being a Miami deal, maybe it doesn't. But there's so many other places Giannis can go and compete for a title if he goes there. And I think it just makes sense for both sides. I think we saw Giannis play his last game as a Buck last night, and I think that's best for the Milwaukee Bucks organization going forward, and I think it's best for Giannis. Listen, Giannis may admit that. The Bucks organization never will, but I think in a moment of self-awareness, they will understand that Giannis gives them more right now in an asset-based deal, bringing back players and picks, than he does continuing to play through his prime with a Bucks team that's not going to compete for a championship in the next 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
Yeltsy, great stuff as always. Man. Appreciate you. And I don't know about you, but I think these playoffs are absolutely fantastic. I think they've been great.
Hey, by the way, guys, no one's complaining about style of play and ratings now, are they?
Right.
These games are awesome. And by the way, hat tips to the league and the officials. They're letting them play, and that's what this time of year is all about. I know people are a little bent out of shape over some of the scuffles and stuff. You want them to not like each other and go hard? This is what it looks like, and I love the look.
Yeah. Me too, Gelsey. Have a good one, my man.
You too, guys. We'll talk to you soon. It's always my pleasure. Take care.
Yes, Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Man, a lot of stuff there, Steiny.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What stuck out?
Obviously, the Giannis part. Like, you know, it would just benefit both parties. So that's not a divorce, or that's a good breakup. But, Steiny, I know it's all about the playoffs right now, but this could be the summer of Giannis. Like, it really could.
It might be.
Wow.
It might be.
And he mentioned the Spurs, but I don't know if that was where he would – will he get with Wim? Oh, my God.
Exactly. I mean, the one thing that
with
I
– Fox!
The one thing that
damn!
You know, intrigued me was he rattled off about 4 teams for Giannis, and all those teams kind of have a similar makeup. They've got young players who could turn into stars, and those are the kind of guys you want back in a trade. Yeah. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks. So, I mean,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, if Giannis wants to pull, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, get to San Antonio. I get that team's hasn't won a title like the Warriors have, but man, they look like they're going to be good for a while. Houston's got a ton of talent, obviously. What are the other teams? Miami and
Pat Riley.
Forget the last team. Last team. I thought he said one more, but anyway. Yeah, I'm glad.
He had Draymond second on his ballot. Defensive. How does a guy, again, Mobley win it and wasn't even on a guy's ballot?
I mean, because the ballot only includes 3 players.
And so, Dort just got the short end of the stick, man, it feels like.
Well, there was Dort, there was Mobley, there was Green, there was Dyson Daniels.
Yeah.
So that's 4 right there. So some if you think those are the 4 best defensive players, one of them you got to leave off the ballot.
And Trey's ability to do a little bit of it all, man, Steiny, you're right. And we heard the great Jim Barnett years ago tell us on an interview, told you he might be one of the best defenders he's ever seen. But at that height, 6'6", and what he does emotionally, he's special, man.
The fourth team was the Thunder.
Okay, OKC. Boy.
And that would make sense, too. They got a lot of good young players.
Could you imagine? And picks.
Yeah, and picks. Cancel the season?
Not quite, but boy, SGA with Giannis? Ooh.
But you don't like Curry with Giannis.
No, I love Steiny.
I'm just saying.
No, what I'm saying is Jimmy Butler's enough right now, and it looks like if you win this year, which that's the part of my formula.
So you're assuming they win a title?
Yeah, I'm assuming they win a title, Steiny.
Okay.
Do you break it? You know what I'm saying? Do you just say, "Hey, she's beautiful, but I'm in a good situation right now," you know?
Yeah, I think.
What
I heard from Geltziler is, I mean,
not
that the Warriors would want Giannis. I mean, I'm sure they would, but they don't have
the young people.
They don't have any good young players. No, I shouldn't say that.
I hear what you're saying.
But I mean, they don't have.
I hear you, Steiny.
They don't have a star in the making.
Right.
Pods is, you know, might be the only guy you kind of throw in there. I'm not really sure what his upside is.
TJD. Well,
the benefit the Warriors do have is that Giannis kind of controls where he goes, I think.
Yeah.
And if he wanted to go to Golden State, that would be how.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd want to come to the Warriors at this point.
Play with Steph?
You can't.
I threw it out there.
Yeah, I mean, he knows he's only going to play with Steph for a couple years, probably.
I got you.
Maybe there might be more attractive destinations out there. But all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back into Game 5 tonight. Warriors versus the Houston Rockets. It all starts at 4:30. We'll get you started here with Warriors Live at 3:30. And then tip off 4:30. And Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy will do the post-game Warriors Live show. So keep it locked on 95.7 all day for your Warriors coverage. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It starts and ends with the Chef and Dre.
Jimmy Buckets.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Take it away, baby.
You know what I'm getting vibes of right now?
2022.
I'm getting vibes of the Memphis play-in game.
Wow.
Because.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting the feeling that the Warriors had to win the Memphis game because they wanted to avoid playing on the Friday and then starting the playoffs on Sunday against Oklahoma City. I feel like there's a similarity here that the Warriors want to get this one badly so that they won't.
Yeah.
They will maximize their rest going into the next series. But if they get beat tonight, then they're playing Friday. And maybe at that point, the Timberwolves have wrapped it up. And so I'm just getting kind of the same feeling like tonight's the one the Warriors really would like to get. But they're going to face a team that's facing an elimination. So we'll see how it plays out.
I'm sorry, Steiny. You took me by surprise. Thank you for that. I thought you were going back to the when Memphis beat them in the play-in a couple of years ago. What are you talking about? I got you. I'm excited, man. Three more hours.
So I got a question for you and for Evan.
All right, and then I got one for you and Evan.
And for our listeners. So
this is our last segment before the guys come in.
The last week or so, I've had these headaches. Kind of feel like migraines a little bit, but
oh no.
Somebody's talking about maybe sinus. I don't think I have a sinus issue, but you know, it hurts right, you know, along my eyebrows, kind of right above there. And what is the best solution for that kind of headache? I get these all mixed up: acetaminophen, Motrin, aspirin, ibuprofen. Which one is the best? Which one is the one I should take for, you know, a headache? Evan?
Wow.
You want my professional opinion?
Or your anecdotal?
I'm not a doctor.
I'm waiting, Oddity.
Sleep?
Well, that's out of the question today. Guru, do you have any insight on this?
Yeah. My cousin Cynthia, that you met at Norris Party, she has, I don't want to put her business out there, major migraines.
Okay.
But she's a big ibuprofen fan. Okay. So when did these come on? You just kind of...
Last week or so. I don't get it.
Because you go to bed early.
Maybe
so
that's
it's not
problem.
Lack of sleep.
Maybe it's too much sleep.
Cocktail?
No, it's not that.
I mean, just a cocktail of meds. And just
do you think it's
put
me?
Them all together.
It's not a, let's put the rat on the it's table.
Not
it's not me, right?
Thing.
You what? Think it's me working with me 4 hours a day? No, seriously, 20 a week?
No, I don't think it's you. I would have started getting them
Watch
7 years ago.
Watch it come in tomorrow, Evan, like, hey, goo, baby. My question before we get to it. Evan, you know I needed therapy after the Luka trade because I didn't understand it. I'm just saying this to you two. If somehow the Lakers lose tonight, is there any vindication, just maybe a little bit, for Nico Harrison?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Are you?
For sure.
But would that be short?
I said a little
okay,
vindication.
Yeah, and that,
you said a little. Yes, he would get a little.
Because Lucas told on himself with what's going on in this series, right?
What if he drops 40 and they lose?
And they need to build that team around Luka. So maybe that's what it's about. But Evan, that's a great call.
I'm not. Look, let me ask you this. What's the, a lot of people look at James Harden when he was in his prime and said, I don't think that they can win a title like
Please.
This. Well, why wouldn't you say the same thing about Luka?
Because he's gotten you to the finals.
Because no one traded James Harden?
And Harden got to the Western Conference Finals and would have easily gotten to the NBA Finals if he didn't run into a super team.
Yeah, no doubt. Had him down 3-2.
I don't give Doncic more credit for getting the... I don't give Doncic more credit for getting the Mavericks to the Western Conference Finals one time. And
he averaged 40 minutes in the playoffs last year, Stani. Luka did.
Right.
And took his team to the finals.
Right, I think you're dismissing what Harden did for the Rockets
multiple
years.
I'm one of his
years.
Biggest fans.
Yeah, I mean.
Bonte texted me yesterday talking about what's up with your dude. He got lemon
duty. How many times did Houston get to the Western Conference Finals with Harden?
Twice.
Why would you give Doncic, who's gotten there once, like more credit for one Western Conference Finals appearance than.
But Steiny, like, James Harden got to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
That's one of those 2 years, he wasn't then traded the year after.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's
but I think
not what
that's why people would dismiss the comparison.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, the only comparison I'm making is between their styles of play, not necessarily who gets traded or who doesn't. If there are people out there that say, you know, Harden was never going to win a title with the Rockets playing like that. Why would you think that way about Why wouldn't you think that way about Luka? They're
you guys
kind of
tell
the
me
same
if I'm
player.
Wrong. Real quick, Harden was never a cone on defense. It's one thing just
being
a bad
defender.
Well,
then they have less defender. Of a chance.
Well, he had the perfect situation in Dallas when he had that wall, you know, of guys with Gafford and Lively. It was perfect, and it worked. He don't have that. And maybe that's wherever Luka, they got to build the team to have that, knowing this guy's going to get beat most of the time.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't think the plan was for the Lakers to win a title this year. They just
see Wendy Windhorse was saying that, but Evan Braun and Luka, what am I missing? Three seed?
Well, you're
then
missing,
they went
what you're
that
missing
stretch.
Is the
they
rest
played hellified defense.
What you're missing is what you've often missed: the rest of the team. You're missing the rest of the team.
but they played hellified defense with Luka to get to that three seed. What happened?
When?
During this season. They went on a run after they got him, and they were shutting cats down, and they propelled themselves all the way up to the three seeds, Donnie.
The Lakers, so, what, so you're saying the Lakers were a really good defensive
with
team.
With Luka this
no
year.
Chance.
Donnie, look at the numbers. No. As they, how did they get the three seed? They weren't scoring 140, 139.
Didn't we agree, though, at the time that the Lakers took a step back?
See, I thought that, Evan.
And the Mavericks were currently supposed to be better.
Correct.
That's why if you do give a sliver of credit to Nico Harrison, it has to be that, a sliver. Mm. They missed the playoffs entirely, and you traded away your future.
But we understand why they missed it, though. Their guy went down.
An injury-prone player got hurt, and a 34-year-old got hurt.
Yeah, the only point I'm making is, if you didn't think James Harden, if you didn't think the Rockets could win a championship playing kind of that way,
I never.
That's the
way
they play. That's the way Doncic plays. I think they're very similar, and I'm just wondering if
I felt like Houston could have won. Stoney, they just Paul blew his hammy when they were up 3-2 in 18, and you know years before when the Warriors were a better team than them. I never thought because the way that they played, they couldn't win it.
Oh, I think a lot of people did. And the other thing is, you know, what we've seen in this Minnesota series, and it could change, is, you know, Doncic gets you 36. He gets you 36. But is he making other guys better?
And what happens with the others? Obviously, J.J. Redick doesn't think highly of Vanderbilt and Vincent, Donnie, because he wouldn't have pulled that stunt. And that stunt was Sunday, and the world saw it. It's never happened in NBA playoff history where a coach rode his starters like Redick did. I don't know, man.
Coming up next on 95.7 A Game, it's the crossover with Willard and Dibs. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
The Warriors look to close things out today in Houston.
And the Warriors have taken a commanding 3-1 lead.
Steph Curry.
Curry flares out, takes the shot.
Got it! It's a three! Oh my goodness.
Jimmy Butler.
Play off Jimmy.
And the Golden State Warriors versus the Houston Rockets. Today at 4:30, right here on your home for every postseason game.
95.7 The Game.
Tune into 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off. Every Warriors game throughout the season as we get you ready for the action. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity.
Unraveling life's mysteries. At Stanford Medicine, it's in our DNA. Every day, our world-class School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems work together, expanding what we know and sharing what we discover to make breakthroughs both possible and accessible. Stanford Medicine, advancing knowledge, improving lives. StanfordMedicine.org.
Hey, it's Willard for Underdog Fantasy, which just became one of the best places to make picks during these basketball playoffs with their Extender promo. With the Extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts. Each round of the playoffs, start a playoff series by using your game one boost. Continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost, which essentially means you get bigger payouts. And the basketball playoffs are hot and heavy. Obviously, you can jump in on this Rockets-Warriors series, for example. And if you want to say, I'll go higher than 18.5 fouls on Steph Curry in the game that's coming up, you can do that. You actually can't, but you can do points, rebounds, assists, and all you got to do is...